Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Second Baby Book by Sarah Ockwell Smith, is a parenting guide focused on the transition from one child to two. Positioned in the pregnancy and family support category, it addresses the often overlooked differences between first-time and second-time parenthood. Rather than treating the second pregnancy as a simple repeat of the first, the book examines how family routines, parental emotions, sibling dynamics, and practical demands change when a toddler is already part of the household. Ockwell Smith combines accessible research with her experience as a mother, antenatal teacher, and doula to offer guidance that is both informed and realistic. The book is designed for parents who are expecting a second baby, planning for a wider age gap, or trying to support an older child through the arrival of a new sibling. Its purpose is not only to prepare parents for the logistics of two children, but also to help them think clearly about emotional adjustment, sibling jealousy, and the creation of a stable home environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing the timing of a second baby and the question of age gap, one of the book's central starting points is the decision about when to have another child. Ockwell Smith treats the age gap question as more than a personal preference, because the timing affects parental workload, sibling adjustment, and the balance between pregnancy demands and existing caregiving duties. Instead of promoting a universal ideal, she presents the choice as something that must be considered in relation to the family's circumstances, energy, and support system. This is important because second pregnancies often happen while parents are still handling sleep disruption, routines, and the needs of a young child. The book therefore frames timing as a practical planning issue, not just an emotional milestone. That approach helps readers move away from cultural pressure and think more clearly about readiness, limitations, and realistic family capacity. The result is a more nuanced discussion than in many pregnancy books, which focus almost entirely on the new baby and ignore the structural strain already present in a household with one child. Secondly, managing pregnancy while caring for a toddler. The book gives special attention to the physical and emotional demands of being pregnant while still looking after an older child. This is one of the biggest differences between a first pregnancy and a second, because rest, appointments, and recovery time are harder to protect when there is already a child who needs attention. Ockwell Smith addresses the reality that second-time parents often have less room to center the pregnancy itself, even though their bodies may need just as much care. The discussion is useful because it shifts the focus from idealized pregnancy planning to everyday functioning. Readers are encouraged to think about fatigue, practical limits, and the need to adapt routines, rather than replicate first pregnancy expectations. This section matters intellectually because it recognizes pregnancy as embedded in family labor, not isolated from it. That makes the advice more credible for parents who cannot simply slow down or rest on demand. The book's value lies in normalizing the imbalance and offering a framework for coping without treating inconvenience as failure. Thirdly, preparing the firstborn for the arrival of a sibling. A major theme is how to help the older child understand and adjust to a new baby. The book treats preparation as an ongoing process rather than a single conversation before birth. This is significant because sibling tension often begins with uncertainty, not malice, and a toddler or preschooler may react to shifts in attention, routine, and parental availability. Ockwell Smith focuses on reducing jealousy by helping the firstborn feel included and secure, while also making the transition concrete and age appropriate. The approach avoids assuming that children will automatically welcome a sibling just because adults expect them to. Instead, it recognizes that children need support in interpreting the change. This is one of the book's most practical strengths because it connects emotional reassurance with behavior management. Preparing the firstborn is not presented as a way to guarantee harmony, but as a way to reduce confusion and create better conditions for adaptation. That distinction makes the guidance realistic and more useful than simplistic advice about fostering instant sibling bonding. Fourthly, understanding the emotional strain on parents becoming a family of four. The book also pays close attention to the feelings parents experience during the transition to two children. This is important because the emotional burden of a second child is often underestimated in comparison with the first. Parents may feel guilt about divided attention, anxiety about the effect on the older child, or uncertainty about whether they can manage the practical demands ahead. Ockwell Smith does not treat these feelings as secondary. She presents them as a normal part of the change in family identity. That makes the book more than a child-rearing manual. It is also a guide to parental adjustment, which matters because emotional stress can shape how parents respond to both children. By acknowledging ambivalence and fatigue, the book gives readers permission to interpret their experience more honestly. The result is a more stable foundation for parenting decisions, since calm and realistic expectations are often more helpful than pressure to feel immediately confident. This section distinguishes the book from titles that focus only on newborn care and ignore the emotional reorganization required of adults. Lastly, building practical routines that reduce sibling conflict and daily overload. A distinctive part of the book is its focus on the mechanics of daily life with two young children. Ockwell Smith addresses the challenge of managing ordinary tasks while meeting competing demands, which is often where second child stress becomes most visible. The book discusses practicalities such as routines, handling difficult behavior, and dealing with sibling rivalry, all of which become more pressing when parents must divide attention across different developmental stages. This is not presented as a simple productivity problem. Instead, it is framed as a matter of designing a home environment that reduces friction and makes cooperation more likely. That is a meaningful distinction because sibling rivalry is often intensified by fatigue, inconsistency, and overstimulation. The book's practical guidance therefore has a preventive function. It aims to make family life easier before conflict escalates. Its research-informed tone also helps the advice feel grounded rather than prescriptive. For readers, the main benefit is a clearer understanding of how everyday organization can shape emotional climate and sibling relationships over time. In conclusion, the second baby book will be most useful for parents who are expecting a second child, especially those already caring for a toddler or preschooler and trying to anticipate the real pressures of life with two young children. It is also relevant for readers who want more than generic pregnancy advice, because the book focuses on the specific transition from one child to two, which brings different emotional and practical challenges. Its main value lies in its balance. It is neither overly sentimental nor narrowly instructional. Instead, it combines research-based guidance with a realistic understanding of sibling jealousy, parental fatigue, and the difficulty of maintaining routines during pregnancy and after birth. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for treating the second baby as a family-wide adjustment rather than simply a newborn event. That makes it especially helpful for readers who want a calmer, more prepared approach to introducing a sibling, managing expectations, and protecting family relationships during a period of change. For parents who appreciate thoughtful, grounded advice, it offers a practical framework that can be revisited as new challenges emerge. If you would like to support Sarah Ockwell Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.